Roman five in the bottom. Trying to reconcile the world of that. You know, good and well, everybody ain't gonna be that tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Don't even believe
it, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
right
about that.
All
right.
You better not slide. Now you see, you was back there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now look how many years you overlooked that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we told you, we just took on a physical body and walked around down there and eat. You're not to work with that.
You met a book that I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said. See, they didn't know it was in the book that way.
Mm-hmm.
And been reading it all the
that's
time.
Right. That's right, Doc. Yeah.
See? And that's what you did, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? He was the only Lord incarnated in that body, which you call Joshua, which correctly should have been spelled Joshua, which was back there, you understand, and brought him out of the land of Egypt. How about that, Freddy?
That's right.
Do you see what I mean? And now, we got to come over to that, is this.
Showing you how the seven evil and wicked men that were ordained of that
thing,
get in unawares and among you. You understand?
Oh, listen, folks. Let me tell you something.
Everybody wants to be a big guy. He wants to be a god.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to be recognized as the savior of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, let me, if you please,
be the bell cow. Now, if I can't be the bell cow, then we'll not gallop in the dance.
Let me be the savior. Let me be the master. My name is Henry Clifford Jennings.
Now, you don't see nothing about Henry Clifford Jennings saving the world and that. Do you see anything like that in your book?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything in your book where Peter saved the world?
Oh. Are y'all listening? Let me soak. No, you just let some of these big devils, you know, come along and tell you that I'm a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a go-between.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You come by me and get to go.
Mm-hmm.
See? Understand? I'm the prophet of this age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Don't know straight up.
Mm-hmm.
See? All bloated in his carnal mind.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And then somebody's going to be stupid enough to fight.
That's right.
There you go. Get on the phone and they can find somebody following you. Get on the phone and somebody following you. When you get through it, you've got groups over here, groups over there, groups over there. One side and against the other. Not that, nothing else but being wicked
again.
Ain't nobody can save the world but Joshua and the Bible. He's the savior.
Henry Clifford Kenny is not the savior.
And you know, if I tell you the truth about it, I'm not the savior of the world.
You know, I ain't going to let you save it.
No,
if
right.
Anything, you let me be.
You won't let me be the savior. I sure you won't let you be. You just have to settle in the yacht while I'm going to die. Don't tell me about nobody else. Peter and the Paul, nobody else. See? Moses, don't tell me about nobody else.
See? Whoever created
it,
that's the savior.
Right.
If he didn't create it, then you're not the savior.
All right.
How about that?
That's fair.
Would you buy that?
Good point, too.
What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Rapping unaware. You see? Now, as Peter put it, and correlates to you, he says, as there were false teachers and false prophets among them like that, it is also me to realize that there's false prophets among these over here. But now, as you say it's necessary to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. See, for there are men of old, crept in unaware.
Say, when you wasn't watching, them satanic scriptures, Joshua the Messiah told you about in the 24th chapter of Matthew. See, speaking of Daniel told you about the abomination of desolation. Isn't that right? And how that they would come in these last days of this age. Now, this is what I've been after ever since I've been up here. See, now in the end of each one of these ages, Yahweh has sent someone. The devil, they couldn't be fixed. All right. The devil can't save nobody.
That's right.
Now let me tell you something. They can't say this.
When you get up and preach the real gospel,
the genuine gospel, with the Holy Spirit, they sent down from heaven. The devil is trembling. You understand? He's trembling. But he's got his job to do. Just like you've got your job to do. You understand? He's got to be what he is, just like Yahweh will be just what he will. Listen, the devil can't change. Yahweh can't change. You see what I'm talking about? Now, you don't have but one chance, you see. You can't convert. See? You can't convert the devil anymore, so you convert God. Right? See? Same one thing you can do, now just cast him out. You see? Do you see what I mean? Just cast him out, that's all. And before the death of Yahweh, I'm sorry, cast out, run right back. And then get some more. But now, since he died, before he died, they cast out, they went and got leaky. Or he come back and seen the house was swept and garnished and wasn't burnt. Everything all cleaned up inside, didn't
he? Swept and garnished, didn't he? Ready for something to move in.
So then he went and got leaked.
Right.
You go back in there like that, and you stand around talking about the doctrine of reincarnation. Now you tell me something that Yahweh ain't in. You know, would you imagine Yahweh jumping out of something, you understand, in order to jump into something else?
See, now that's plain downright mistake. Okay? So there's nothing that he ain't in. See? He is everything that is. And now could you imagine jumping out of something? You see? Then reincarnated,
he jumped back in. You
can't
go in, make no clear thing. Oh, I tell you. You better look at what you're doing. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers. See? Well, but that. They come along and say, well, that doctor said he had a dream or a vision. Remember, I had one too. I don't care what the highest guy, somebody's going to say they had one too. But let me tell you something. If the thing that I have, or the dream, or the vision that I have, if it don't correspond and correlate with that the rest of the thing, if it don't amount to a tank of death,
right.
Then you're a liar, that's what you are.
All right.
How about that? There's different proposals. There's different from your father's house. There's different from John up there on the outside. See what I'm talking about? You're a liar. All right. All right. Well, that's it. And it's different from the apostles. You're alive. All right. How about that?
All right.
I said I had a vision and a revelation. You heard me. You're not blind.
Right.
And then I never ever did something. Nobody can disprove it. I don't care how much education you've got. And if you belong to anything else,
then the kingdom of Yahshua the Messiah, you're wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. And all of Yahweh's people, that's his name.
Right. That's right.
The whole planet, in heaven and in earth,
that's
it's called by the same name.
Right.
That's the reason why that high priest wore that right on his head.
Right.
Born it under Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Not Moses, not John, not Jimmy.
You understand?
Right. Right.
All that high priest. That name must be. In your prayer, or in your mind, or in your life. Well, nobody else named you. He won't do.
Oh, that's the kind of person. See? That's right. That's why it's necessary for him to write. See? Because he's supposed to go on there. You see? And this domination of Bethlehem, I'm talking about Daniel the prophet, beginning with the persecution of the Apostle Paul, and when Titus went into Rome, from Rome went into Jerusalem, and killed those people that they told you about, and scattered them abroad. Ain't that right? Every which way. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there on the mount, sitting there and telling the disciples about it in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 24th chapter of Luke. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, many false prophets shall go out. See? And they would come in his name.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Now look, mm-hmm. Jack Williams, let me tell you this. If he said that they would come in his name,
mm-hmm.
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I look, I said the false prophet. They had sense enough to come in his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they got some run around in their own name. Mm-hmm. Don't you got no harder than me.
That's right. That's right.
We've had some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've been right
there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know them personally. That's
right.
And he said they would deceive men. Mm-hmm. And he said you shall hear more than you. Listen. Listen up now. And just have to, won't you? That's all I would be. See? And he said, nation would be against nation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he got black power and white supremacy. Like right down here in your day. See, and you still be. Said it sounds good to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other name given under the heavens whereby man can be saved, saved in the name of Joshua the Messiah. Now they ordained it even before the foundation of the world. That's where they come out, that's where they must go back here.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, as Bob Ripley says, that's the way it is.
That's right.
Let's
find
it out there.
And the angels which kept not their first estate. Left their own habitation.
He has reserved an everlasting.
Now see, you got the reservations already made.
Uh-huh.
How about your reservation? You see, some men see, don't be hopeful into the church. Some they holler at. Isn't that right? Now, when the true gospel is preached to you, just remember, it is not the man.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to preach.
That's right.
We don't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. We don't know nothing about things like that. But what happens is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's what does the preaching. That's what does the praying. see? That's what leads you into writing. That's what gives you a profound knowledge. That's what the wisdom and intelligence of the purpose of Yahweh is concerned to the dispensations and ages. You see what I'm talking about? Now, you and your carnal mind is no good. You see what I mean? You just have to be buckled up. And say, here's the bad part of it. Yahweh said, have our reason. As I live, says Yahweh. Is it hope?
No, no, no.
No. Just eat it?
No.
Have it in. Have it
in. No.
Have it in. 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 And then go to hell or to well, that way I am. You see, and I'll translate to the grave. You see, a holding ground. And your body. You see, the earth of body. And your inner man is dead. This is the grave. You see what I'm talking about? And you step right up here. See, with a condemned conscience. You said right on the seat and tear my hair right now. Yeah. See? You fall? Now look, just come out of there, out of the grave. And thank you for the satisfaction and go. Yes, you see? And then here, you see what I'm talking about? You're forced to do it.
That's right.
See? And ain't nobody gonna get away with nothing else.
All right.
So you just might well do it now and get it over with.
Right.
See, and I don't care how full it is and stuff, and you're gonna catch even the devil himself.
Right.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, I don't believe in the devil. See? Well, look, if you don't believe in the devil, you won't say there is no devil. You understand? Would you be so kind as to tell me just what the hell is going on now? Do you understand what I'm talking about? See all that stupidity. Okay. This is hell right here.
Right.
If there wasn't no devil, you wouldn't be tempted with all these things.
That's right.
You see? There wasn't them satanic spirits you cast out of heaven and incarnated in man, or cast see you said in Jude 2, that they were cast down to hell and deserved and came to die. You understand? And now here you come up saying there isn't anything. See? Mm-hmm. You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you be so kind as to tell me what's going on down here? See? Why are you provoked with pain? What are you worried about paying for the car for? What are you worried about a home out there? Who's keeping you from getting or having consolation and resting in a fast from all of your labor? How come you are so much tormented and aggravated, even with me if I wasn't right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? If there ain't no devil, you see? Let me tell you, see, the devil is not a liability to y'all.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He's an asset to him.
Mm-hmm.
See, he needs him.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And you out there stepping up against Yahweh. Now, Yahweh conquered the devil. See, no trouble at all. In fact, the devil is just a little bit soft.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh had to harden him up. Tighten him up. Tough enough. Old Pharaoh, I talk about. See, he was too nice a fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in up! Didn't show his power in this
song.
You understand? Now the didn't have one door in it.
Uh-huh.
Just one wing. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, why not some other doors? You see? The sanctuary of the tabernacle that had one gate, one door, and one entrance for the year. Now, see, if that's the way that's going to be, there don't be for one.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why I said, I'm the door.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't but one of him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the way,
uh-huh.
the truth, and the life.
Uh-huh.
No man goeth unto the Father. But by
me. Now, when I say that, I'm intending for you to look at it like this. I'm intending for you to look at it, see, without faith.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You see what I'm talking about? No man goeth unto the Father but by Yahshua the Messiah. I mean by that, nobody goes by Peter. Nobody goes by the Pope.
All right.
Nobody goes by Allah.
Nobody
goes by the honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
That's right. They keep it. 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 They
Now, no business talking about me and my religion. But I'd have you to know that Yahshua the Messiah comes to the side in the last
right.
day. And that's right. He goes in the Nazarene to the end. See? Mm-hmm. Get going. Well, that's why when you come to get there, one of you got a doctor. Everybody got their own belief. And some people say this, that I'm entitled to my own belief. Well, you find out later on if you're not.
That's right. That's right. You can't find out about it now.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You find out later on.
That's
what all this preaching is.
That's right.
Right.
See? That's right.
One fellow said here not long ago, asked Dr. Jackson, said, why is it? The gospel of Dr. Kennedy. Show him a bit. Now, I just want to show you how stupid that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he asked Roger Jackson.
Now, why didn't you see he had any sins? He asked God.
Why didn't he tell him? Why didn't he show him?
What am I going to ask Roger Jackson about?
You'd be surprised at how stupid people are and how silly they talk.
Mm-hmm.
You
see
what I mean? They don't even know that they talk to you. Somebody come along and say, what church you belong to? Now he thinks he's asking something else.
Yeah,
I told you church makes congregation of
assembly.
That's the body of God's word, Messiah. Now since it wasn't the one Messiah, now, if you see how stupid you are, it ain't the one church, one body, one family, one family. You thought you, now Paul said, foolish and unlearned question.
The Lord.
So they serve Christ. And here's how they serve Christ. See, you come along, you say, well, I'm a Catholic. None said, well, I'm not, I'm a Baptist. Okay? Now get a fight, you say. See what I'm talking about? There's a whole lot of Christ. You see? But you just recognize and realize there ain't one for anybody to belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't belong to that one, you belong to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't but one other one.
That's right.
That's one.
Do you see, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are people, we're looking for the truth. You see? We don't want nothing else back. See? And now, look. If I love you, if I knew the truth, I'd tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That would prove that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I'd dispense with a hidden thing. You understand? Come right on out and tell you. You see what I mean? And you get wrong. And the reason why you're getting wrong is because, see, you've been raised to believe something else.
Mm-hmm.
You've been born devil all your life.
That's right.
I'm not talking about that. Yes. That's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Is that right? And here you didn't even know the name of the Father.
Right.
You didn't even know the name of the Son.
That's right.
And he didn't tell you nothing about that guy, nobody and nobody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now that's not saying you don't need a bath once in a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Now you see, if he was made manifest, listen to folks. Now you said part. Right? There is no doubt under the dispensation of the law. They had all time, every last one of them was common.
Right.
Common law. Now look, and this. Now he's fulfilling all these types, right? Bending down. And then there were nails in the top. Just gold cup. Just in the middle, there were nails in the top. Now we're on this side of the cross. You understand? All these were the cool masters to bring me up to this, so they'll be out here to play. You understand? And then, of course, what is that system? Say, Lord, something, pass over something, and all that. You see what I'm talking about? What a thought, right?
pointed to the spirit. This sun, the rising has an illumination, so that you can see around here. It's on a tack of the sun of Galilee. So then now, here's what I would say. Yes, the sun was first in the
room. Yeah, that's right.
But you see, I'm talking about the S-O-N,
uh-huh.
And you're talking about the S-O-N. Then these physical things came to my fruit. If there was an Adam back here, and there's God. Luke, the third chapter, last verse, says he was the son.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Now then, I mean, Adam was the son of God. Now, just hold still. I'm going to let you go. See, but I want to just show. And you think on this. See, now look. When Adam sinned in the garden, Yahweh waited till the cool of the day to send that angel to drive him out. Now look, now here's what I'm telling you. The sun in the sky going down. See, Adam is being driven out into the out of darkness. You see, waiting till the cool of the day. In other words, that sun in the sky and this sun here had to go down together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
Well, they go down together. They've got to come up together.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So here's this sun. Again, laying out there on the cross. You die. You're coming down together. Now you're going back to the creation of the world. See, back up here.
Yeah.
See that third day? Resurrection. Now here's the third day here. Earth is in under the foot of the water. And Yahweh on the third day rolled the waters off the face of the earth. Just like he rolled the sun on the third day. Just like when you got the Red Sea, roll the waters back and let it go. See, it's got to go together just like that.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody could do that but Yahweh.
Right.
Nobody can put it together like that.
Right.
See, Yahweh put it together. And Yahweh has to explain it to you.
Right.
Yahweh ain't in this body. He changed him.
And
that's what that was. All down through the dispensation. You see what I'm talking about? Now, we're not worried about the folks getting together. You understand? Being reconciled. See, we're not the all divided and split it up. See, you're talking about advocating universal power and universal. Y'all ain't going to have no trouble with that. You say, going around asking, won't you come on here? Won't you come and join our church? Won't you join? Y'all ain't gonna have a bit of trouble with it. You see what I'm talking about? Them that are with you, you say, they'll be there.
Right.
Those others, they'll be over there. Ain't no trouble, no idiot. They ain't got no trouble getting them together.
Right.
What the heck you running around y'all? Come on now, come on, I'm sent to get everybody together on the face of it. You know better than that. Ain't nobody gonna say you no know attention.
Right.
They didn't say him no
attention.
Right. How come you that stupid to think? And if Yahweh sent you to do something other like that, you see, and you ain't made no more progress with it now. You haven't got the folks together. In other words, you've got physical corruption in school, and you've got spiritual corruption in school all over the world. You understand? Listen, if you don't hurry up and clean it up, God's there.